tomorrow is the start of a public comment period on the City of Cape Town's proposal to include the Boerkaap in a heritage protection overlay zone. Alderman Marion Nivot is the MACO member for Spatial Planning and Environment for the City. Marion, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thanks for having me.
You would hope that people restrict themselves to commenting yes or no or maybe on what the city has on the table, but that's not going to happen. People are going to use the opportunity to say what they think about planning and the DA and the city in general.
Well, that usually comes through, but hopefully they will also comment on the principles and the essence of what's been put to them. My experience the last few days was that the people are actually understanding what we try to do, and they actually encourage us to give them the protection and the guided development, and not necessarily this open blanket development that's driven by the market alone.
Where is the best place for somebody to find out exactly what you are proposing in this heritage protection overlay zone suggestion?
The document is available on the city website, but I think the best port of call will be the sub-council offices at the 11th floor at 44 Wall Street, and then also a direct call to the ward councillor, Brandon Golding, because he was intimately involved in driving the process. And I think it's necessary that every single property owner understand the implications of the overlay for the specific earth.
But you're not restricting comment to people who live in the area. Comment is available to anybody who's interested. What are the sort of basic principles in a couple of minutes? What are the basic principles which underpin the city's suggestion?
The suggestion is that we, with the overlay, put the guidelines forward for development, ensuring that whatever bulk form gets on the development proposal will be beneficial to what's already there, so that we can enhance the built form that's there and the structure, the look-alike of the Boerkaap. We want to keep in touch. We want to keep the feel and like of Boerkaap as is.
But you are suggesting that development cannot be completely ruled out. What are the conditions which will attach to any development proposal which might get approval once the Heritage Protection Overlay Zone is in place?
The protection will be that they will be restricted with the type of building that they can put up. It will also be restricted in terms of the height that they can utilize from the premises, as well as the especially some of the form, the streetscape. We want to encourage that it stays the same. So it will narrow down those thinking around the initiatives that this is the type of development that we want there, and you need to work around that.
And people have only until the 22nd, close of business on the 22nd, to comment in writing, and then you have a public gathering at the City Hall on Saturday week.
Yeah, for sector base, and that information will be forwarded to them. There will be posters displaying the information, and there will be a pamphlet drop in the area inviting the organizations and the whoever wants as a group to come and do a presentation to the mayor.
Thank you very much. Alderman Marion Nivot, MACO member of Social Planning and Environment at the City of Cape Town. John